De tournesol, il devient un champignon, ainsi que des champignons. C'est inutile, c'est pas bon si tu as envie de plaire. Le mieux de tous espadons. Oh 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 oh.
Hello, everyone. This is Lily, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is the very first Lily show. This is a concept born out of the fact that my name is Lily, and my very good friend's name is Lily.
Hey, guys. I'm the other Lily.
So we took a sub show tonight, and we'll be playing some tunes. Lily will introduce our theme later.
I'll introduce our theme right now.
Oh, go ahead.
So Lily and I were wanting to do a lot of hyper-specific themes.
We love self-imposed themes.
Yeah, or not hyper-specific, just themes for our show. And recently, I was visiting some high school friends over the weekend at Mount Holyoke College in South Hadley.
And today, I had a wonderful surprise around 12 p.m. in the campus center when two of my best friends from high school, both are on break, and came up and visited me, Lauren and Dervla.
And so with all of these old friends, we were just thinking a lot about home, I suppose. And so we were like, why not make a radio show theme?
Why not?
Why not? And so
we're disregarding our list of many others.
True. Yeah. No, we got some good ones in store. Like, stay tuned.
And we don't have a regular show time yet to tell you about, but we promise. Anyhow.
Yeah. And so, Lily, introduce your first songs.
I was just playing Death of the Phone Call by Whatever Dad, one of my other best friends from high school who couldn't visit because she is currently in Paris, so that's a bit more of a flight, by Whatever Dad. And next up we're going to have Don't Know How to Keep Loving You by Julia Jacklin. If you cared about music a little bit in high school, in my experience, when this album came out, I was like, oh my God, I love music so much. So it feels a lot like home. And then I'm also going to play Waterloo Sunset by The Kinks. Pretty obvious analogy, I think. And also, I used this song in various high school and middle school projects just because of how straightforward the analogy is. But, you know, wherever Waterloo Sunset is, it's very true. All right. So with that, we'll go ahead and play.
Thank you. I keep loving you.
So busy, make me feel dizzy.
This is Lily again, and I have three more songs to introduce for you that I picked out. So the first one is Housebroken by The Hotelier. I don't know how to say it, but I picked this song for four reasons. First, house on the cover. Second, album's called Home Like No Place Is There. Third, Housebroken. Just three house references. It's great. And then fourth, it has the Midwest emo angst that so many people associate with being a teenager, being at home. Thought it was perfect. Second pick is Seymour Stein by Belle and Sebastian. And I'm from San Jose. And so my flight is from SFO to Boston. And that relates to this song, which has a lyric, San Francisco back to Boston. And so I thought, that's my travel itinerary for home.
You
perfect.
Right.
Yeah. And then third song, People by Silver Jews. Don't have a long-winded explanation for that. I just thought it felt home. So let's get into it.
The yard to convince you to redirect some of that rage, because who fed you rocks while they ate their Thanksgiving, and who left you out all alone in their cage? And when so close, you ran straight to the distance allowed by his post. You got kicked, you got choked. Phrases crept up your spine when he said we must keep our bitches in line. And on his poker nights, says the same of his wife. He's the top dog pack leader, a true alpha male. So make no from the border. You suffice. Yeah, my younger years were something, but that isn't my life. Master's all that I've got. Keeps me having a purpose. Gives me bed, keeps me fed, and I'm just slightly nervous of what I might do if I were let loose. If I caught that mail car or ate garbage for food. So as I bare all my teeth, I will ask of you please to just leave. Well, your heart has spoken. I feel you're already has broken. Well, your heart has spoken. I feel. Open for fear of becoming house. Thank you.
So,
all right, everyone, it is time for our lovely little PSA.
And we're thinking about the home theme. houses are generally a pretty big part of that. And, you know, I think we can all agree that if your house were to burn down, that would be pretty bad.
It'd be pretty bad.
And so we want to share some space heater safety tips so that doesn't happen.
So space heaters can be a very effective form of supplemental heating, allowing you to stay toasty warm in an area that you spend a lot of time in, while helping you save money by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature. However, space heaters account for a third of home heating fires.
Oh no!
Oh no! Has this ever happened to you?
No, I love my space heater. I think it's great.
I love your space heater so much. And 81% of home heating fire deaths. So it's important to follow the manufacturer's safety and operating instructions. Do you do that?
I do that.
Thank God. In particular, keep anything that can burn, including paper, bedding, furniture, curtain, pets, and people, at least 3 feet away, just like COVID. Mm-hmm. Oh, that was six. Space heaters should be monitored when in operation and always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed. Never use a portable heater in wet areas like bathrooms or small children are expecting nearby. This was a message from your fire safety-minded friends here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Thank you so much, Lily.
Oh, of course, Lily. And now when I think of space heater fires and home fires, I think of how a neighbor of my best friend Dervla's house burned down in middle school.
Oh, no. I am so sorry to hear that.
I know. And speaking of, in the studio, I have Dervla and Lauren, my friends from home. Can you guys introduce yourself?
Hey, everyone. I'm Dervla, and I'm here with Lauren.
Hey, guys.
And the two of us have known Lily from home back in New York for quite some time now.
You've known me since kindergarten, Dervla.
I know. Wow. I think one of my oldest friends, I dare say. And the mastermind behind why the two of us are here in Tufts today, Lauren.
Oh, yeah. I had a week off of school. So when I came back to New York, I texted Dervla and said, let's go surprise Lily at Tufts. And so I landed here, and then we got right on a train to Boston and came here and found Lily's location from text messages.
From Find My Friends.
And found her in, like, some student center.
The campus center.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Myers campus center.
It's pretty cool to see her life out here because it's so different from home. And
Actually, surprising enough, being in the studio tonight brings back good memories of when we had convinced a few people that Lily got a scholarship for her a cappella talents here at Tufts.
Yeah, we told people at high school that Lily was going to Tufts on an a cappella scholarship. So,
and what's so great about this is I have no involvement in a cappella whatsoever.
We could, though.
I could.
Yeah, I think Lily should become a bub. That's the next.
I'm going to try out for
endeavor.
The Beezlebubs.
So.
Got a few years.
You're right.
Good. Yeah, so when Lily's a Beezlebub, you'll know who to thank. Lauren and Dervla. Signing out.
Thanks for the story from home. So I'm going to go ahead and introduce the next few songs. So first we have Never Learn Not to Love by the Beach Boys. Fun fact about this song that makes it home connected, besides it's just like cute, is that it was written by Charles Manson and it was called Cease to Exist. And a band called Red Cross, which is my parents' favorite, covered the Charles Manson version to be edgy in LA in the 80s. So that reminds me of home, and I think it sounds homey. And then we also have Change by Alex G. I don't think it needs an explanation. Trick is like so incredibly being into music in high school, which I've said like two times now. And I don't know, Lily, do you just think it sounds fits?
I think it fits. I think it's a great pick.
How beautiful.
How beautiful.
Okay, so let's go ahead and play some more tunes.
Driving fast, the sun was shining.
So for my next three songs, I picked out Red by Belly, which is about a latchkey kid in the 50s who is very unhappy with his life at home. And it's also a song that was recommended to me by my dad. If you're listening, shout out Rob. And then we have This Must Be the Place by Talking Heads, because home is one where I want to be, but I guess I'm already there.
So perfect.
And then my last song of the evening is going to be the Welcome to My Island remix, because house music. Get it? Ha ha!
So great.
Okay, enjoy.
Where should I not touch? What should I not kiss? Where does it hurt? Where your slumber, you look younger, so much stronger. Honey on your breath, heaven in your head. Where does it hurt? Thank you.
I like to live my life luxurious, eating caviar toast, buying out the Ritz. I've been told I can be tricky in relationships, cause I need someone who can take on all the challenges.
I won't lie.
Yeah, I've always been afraid to commit, but now I've fallen so hard, it's a total eclipse. Cause it's emotional and physical and so legit, he's got my legs wired out like banana split. We're always showering each other in expensive gifts, I put the two-tone Cartier on his wrist. It was love at first sight from the moment we kissed, I want a white dress, countryside, house and kids. Back at the start, think you knew that I was dangerous, with my face enhanced on my natural lips. So then catch a flight, see if you can handle it, and if you can, then welcome to my island, bitch.
That was Welcome to My Island remix. And if you like that little dose of whiplash, just stay tuned because I have so many more crazy transitions where that came from.
In our upcoming shows that we do not have a time for, we just wanted to throw you all the listeners a bone. There's like house music. What else were we thinking to throw them a bone, Lily?
Something to do with one particular British pop star.
Mr. Harry Styles, Harry's house. Yeah, we couldn't do that. Far too predictable. Speaking of.
We're sparing you this time.
We're sparing you this time. Just, you know, we will be playing Harry's house.
I don't know if we're going to be playing Harry's house, guys.
I don't think he'll be making an appearance. I think he has just enough attention as it is.
I'm a little anti-Harry, so I can't say I support it.
Lily and I love talking about whether or not Harry Styles queerbaits, and we're not even particular fans.
Guys, this
funny...
is like, this is a closed conversation.
I'm sorry,
like, I think we've
I'm sorry.
Confirmed.
Anyway, speaking of influential artists, I guess it's the transition I'm going to use.
Yeah, that's comparable, I think.
Yeah, I think this is very comparable. We have the Jesus and Mary Chain, About You. What a song. The Jesus and Mary Chain is very homey for me. Just because it's like vaguely shoegaze and all, very influential. My dad is such a fan, my mom's a bigger fan, and I listened to the CD when I was a kid. I don't know if that's appropriate or not. And then I'm also gonna play, now this is the, actually I was throwing the bone here, right? I'd say, with the next song by American Football. The song's name is For Sure. Oh my god, like, first of all, house on the cover, right? Mm-hmm.
There's one thing Midwest emo bands love to do. It's put up house.
They love architecture. They love it.
They love architecture.
I mean, me too. And this song, I loved American Football so much in eighth grade. And I love it now. Yeah, in eighth grade. And so did one of my friends in high school. So yeah, those are the last two songs for the set. I don't think we'll have any extra time.
We might. Well, you'll see.
We'll find out. And also, how fun is it to play explicit songs on the radio during Safe Haven Hours?
I love Safe Haven Hours,
but we're not going to curse because DJs are never supposed to curse.
And we're professional.
And we're so professional. Okay, so we will go ahead and get into About You, Not by the 1975.
Aww.
And me live. keeping them is harder than you might suppose. Lately I tend to make strangers wherever I go. Some of them were once people I was happy to know. Mounting mileage on the dash, double darkness falling fast. I keep stressing, pressing on. Weighted down some substratum, feels like something really wrong has happened. I confess I'm barely hanging on. All my happiness is gone. All my happiness is gone. It's all gone somewhere. Is